Telehealth connects a patient and a doctor using computer technology through the internet. It improves access to care and efficiency and is one of the top priorities for Department of Health Director Dr. Ginny Pressler.
We have such incredible technology today. To me, it's just not right for particularly elderly or disabled, frail or sick people to have to go to their doctor's office and have to get there and park. Family member who's taking them has to day off from work. It doesn't have to be like that. And there's still some things that need to be done in a doctor's office face to face. But so much of what's going on in healthcare today can be done using technology.
Hawaii law also requires health insurance plans and Medicaid to reimburse physicians for telehealth treatment at the same rate as an office visit. Emergency rooms on the Big Island and the Queens Medical Center on Oahu are also connected. Jason Halsey, an accounts manager for telehealth equipment, says a base clinic computer costs about $15,000 and can be outfitted with other accessories.
This here is a camera, and right now it has a dermscope on the camera, and we can do dermatology encounters remotely as well. We have a stethoscope you can connect to this. You can connect an ECG to it. You can connect other healthcare or medical peripherals to the device and transfer the information from patient side to the physician side.
The Big Island is the most rural service area in the state. Dan Brinkman is the Hawaii Health Systems Corporation Regional CEO for East Hawaii and Hilo Medical Center and Facilities. He says physician shortages in Hilo require patients to travel to Oahu for treatment, which could ultimately impact the patient.
For a lot of people, they just don't go. The barriers are too high, or they don't go frequently enough, or oftentimes they could benefit from a specialist. And then in the long run, the costs are so much more because you deferred the care and the management of your conditions until they've gotten to a point where then it is an emergency, and that is just bad care all the way around.
Telehealth is also beneficial for patients on Oahu. Queens Medical Center Director for Telemedicine, Dr. Matthew Koenig, is a neurologist who has been treating acute stroke patients by telemedicine since 2011.
Even at Queens and Punchbowl, we have telemedicine equipment in our own emergency room. Because if we're not immediately on campus, we're able to log on to that telemedicine equipment with a smartphone or computer, and we're able to see the patient right away. So rather than taking the time to drive into the hospital and park and walk into the hospital emergency room, we can just log on in a computer and see the patient right away, and that cuts the treatment time down.
And Health Director Dr. Pressler wants a fully connected telehealth system.
We have about 15% of physicians right now who use telehealth in some capacity. It should be 100% to make sure that telehealth is a statewide resource for everybody.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.